You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome back once again to the Daily Nationalist. It's Monday, September 8th, 2025. Grandpa Dan streaming with you at RadioAlbion.com, kicking off another work week with yet another installment of the Daily Mail Monday, where we take a look at some stories via the Daily Mail. As much as I am loathe to discuss politics, we'll have some political stuff today because, quite frankly, there wasn't much else unless you really wanted to hear about this music awards nonsense in America. It actually outpaced royal family news, which is shocking for the Daily Mail. So, and no, I didn't want to talk about that. So we're not. What we are going to talk about, we're going to start right off with a headline here. Trump fires warning shot at RFK Jr. as vaccine war opens chasm in Republican Party. All we seem to have is wars, more wars. We had Trump blowing up some boat out there by Venezuela. Because we're at war with, I don't even know. We got so many wars. Changing the Defense Department to the War Department. We're just warring everywhere, which I guess is nothing new. A rift may be growing between President Donald Trump and other prominent players in the GOP. Trump appears to be at odds with Health Human Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the importance of vaccines when it comes to public health. During a press conference at the Oval Office Friday, Trump told reporters that you have some vaccines that are really amazing. The polio vaccine, I happen to think, is amazing. Now, you know, look, I do believe that, you know, traditionally speaking, with age should come a certain amount of wisdom. That's why you should respect the opinions of your elders. They have more experience. They know what is going on. You wouldn't want young, foolish people running the country. But I have to tell you, seeing these boomers running around, I've got boomer fatigue. These boomers in the government, it really becomes tiring. And I think a lot of what you see here with Trump, besides just like all the rest of them under the thumb here, in this instance of the pharmaceutical industry, you always see this boomer take. Whenever the vaccine stuff comes up, of course, when you're talking about vaccines, the number one thing that pops into people's head when you're talking about controversy is the COVID so-called vaccine, which Trump has been bragging about. He's dialed it back a little bit because he finally slowly getting a hint that maybe it wasn't so great. Operation Warp Speed. But you always have when the vaccine issue comes up, because it does go beyond the COVID vaccine, you ever notice that the first thing they always jump to is the polio vaccine, the wild success of the polio vaccine. And I think it's really a boomer take. They have this narrative that they believe that, you know, all of these lives were saved by the polio vaccine. And quite honestly, I just don't believe that's correct. Let's go ahead and continue on with the story. The president also noted that you have to be very careful when you say that some people don't have to be vaccinated. It's a very tough position. Well, why do you have to be careful? This does reference back to the COVID vaccine, because it doesn't matter what vaccine you're talking about. If they work so great, then what does it matter if some people don't take it? Whether you're talking about the COVID vaccine, which, I mean, I don't even know what the controversy is there anymore, because they've already admitted it doesn't keep you from getting it. I don't even know how they keep calling it a vaccine. You know, that's old news. We've all seen the meme about, you know, it'll keep you from getting it. Well, it won't keep you from getting it, but you won't get it as bad. Well, you might get it as bad, but you won't go in the hospital. Well, you might go in the hospital, but you might die. so on and so forth. But when it comes to any of these vaccines, if they work as people like Trump here claim they work so well, then what does it matter? Why shouldn't all vaccines just simply be voluntary? If you are a believer, go vax up your kids. You know, just vax them to the max, and it doesn't matter. If your kid is the only one in their horrible public school, which they're probably going to have more problems from the public school than the vaccines, another poor choice. But anyway, nevertheless, if you vax up your kid, and he's the only, your kid is the only one in his class that has, that's been vaccinated, and all of the rest of them have not, then, you know, your kid could, when these diseases come ravaging through the classroom, your kid should be hunky-dory, right? Because they're nice and safe. They've been vaccinated. You notice how they betray themselves. You know, the duplicity of the position, the insincerity. On the one hand, they talk about how wonderful these vaccines are and how many lives they've saved because they work so wonderfully. But then they turn around and there's always this accusation that if everybody doesn't get vaxxed, is somehow, is it going to work? If they're so great, as long if you choose to vaccinate your child, then they're safe, right? Safe. They're safe and protected from the safe, with the safe vaccine. But they never do that. They always make the, they, on the one hand, they claim these vaccines are wonderful and they do this miraculous work. They're saved kajillions of lives, maybe even 6 million. I don't know. But then on the other hand, they always say that if everybody doesn't get vaccinated, we're in danger. But why is that? You choose to vax your kids, nobody else does. Hey, they're the ones that are going to all drop dead from these horrible diseases while your kid will be fine. But they always shift over and act as though, but if everybody else doesn't get it, then your child is in danger too. Senator Roger Marshall, a Kansas Republican who was an OBGYN before entering politics, told Margaret Brennan of CBS Sunday that Trump chose Kennedy Jr. to be a disruptor to the CDC, and that's exactly what he's doing. Marshall also added that, in his humble opinion, not every person needs every vaccine, before asking not to be labeled a non-vaxxer person because he has raised money for polio vaccinations. They always have to fall back on the virtue signaling, don't they? Don't call me an anti-vaxxer. Don't call me a non-vaxxer. I'm just saying, not everybody needs a vaccine. Again, if they work so good and you choose to get it, what's the problem? Those other people are taking the responsibility on themselves. The thing that gets left out of these discussions here in the U.S., and you know, I know a considerable amount of our audience isn't in America. You're in Europe or Britain or whatever. And what you may not know, not being in America, is, and this gets left out of these discussions a lot, and that's not just the vaccines. It's the vaccination schedule. I read a deal years ago, excuse me, and somebody that lives in Europe, they discussed the American vaccine schedule with their doctor, and they, you know, in this European country, and the doctor said, that's insane. There's no way. See, the vaccine schedule in Europe is much more spread out. In America, you see, they want to get paid right away. And this is always what is what it comes down to. They want to get paid right away. I saw a thing sometime, and I can't reference it right now, but like before your child, when your child is born, you go to the hospital, your child is born. Like before they leave, they're wanting to pile something like 40 vaccinations into a single syringe and shoot it into your newborn. Anybody with any common sense knows that's insane. What's the rush? Seriously, if this is so important, what's the rush? Because I remember when I was a kid, we got vaccinated when we went to school and all of that. And it was like 3 or 4 vaccines. And now you have a newborn. Before they leave the hospital, they're wanting to shoot them with something like 40, something ridiculous. It's like 40 vaccines before they ever leave the hospital. Anybody with any common sense can look at that and say, that's not a good idea. This child is just now born. You're asking a newborn to process all of these vaccinations. There's plenty of people that when they receive a single vaccination, they'll get sick. Can you imagine shooting this ridiculous number into the most vulnerable, a newborn infant? They always wind up having this discussion about, you know, like this absolutism. You either absolute don't want to take any vaccines or you want to take the schedule, but they never want to talk about the schedule itself. Like, how about these vaccines, spread them out? You know, by the time your kid is 10, they've had all the vaccines. What's the rush? Well, the rush is the pharmaceutical industry needs their stock prices to go up. You know, I mean, and again, they don't want to say that part out loud, but we know that's what it is. The MMR, we're quoting this Marshall person here. The MMR is a great vaccine. It saved thousands of lives. Vaccines overall have saved hundreds of millions of lives, but not every person needs every vaccine. And we just want to empower parents and doctors to make great decisions, Marshall added. Why do we have to even have a discussion that parents should be able to make their own decisions for their own kids? You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, because people try to bring up, oh, yeah, well, what about isms, you know? Oh, well, what about if parents choose to have their children live in a literal pig pen, living with hogs? The government should step in. Look, that's not what we're talking about here. The government is essentially asserting that they have authority over your children. They are the ones that get to decide whether or not your kids get vaccinated. You refuse the vaccines. Oh, but then they can't go to school. That's really, at the end of the day, that's what they've got to hold over you. If they don't have the demanded vaccines, you can't send them to public school. Here's your hint. You shouldn't be sending your kids to public school anyway. Still, Kennedy has been labeled an anti-vaxxer and was accused of effectively denying people vaccines during a hearing at the U.S. Senate Finance Committee on Thursday. And now, that's bullshit. He couldn't deny people vaccines. Where is this even coming from? Like, if you go to the doc, denying people vaccines, you know, you just get so exhausted from the nonstop lies. You know, he's denying people vaccines. He's an anti-vaxxer. He's denying people vaccines. Like, if you took your kid to the doctor and say, hey, I want to get, you know, whatever vaccine for my kid, like, they're going to deny that. Sorry, we'd love to give you a vax, but Bobby Kennedy says no, no can do. Louisiana Republican Bill Cassidy, a former physician who chairs the Senate Health Committee, also took time on Thursday to call out Kennedy for his differences with Trump on the issues of vaccines. Cassidy asked Kennedy if Trump should get a Nobel Prize for his work in pushing for the development of the COVID vaccine during the pandemic in an effort broadly known as Operation Warp Speed. Yeah, I mean, he ought to get the Nobel Peace Prize for that, right alongside Benjamin Netanyahu for his humanitarian work in Gaza. Kennedy replied that Trump should get the award, despite arguing during the course of a presidential campaign last year that his then opponent and current boss has a weakness for swamp creatures, especially corporate monopolies, their lobbyists, and their money, calling Operation Warp Speed one of the most devastating instances of President Trump's weaknesses, but not the only one. You know, And you just can't help but go back to the fact that here we are after all of this, or, you know, for the most part after it. And some people have taken the COVID vaccine and some have not. And however, whichever decision you made, however that's worked out, there's nobody out there who refused to take the COVID vaccine that regrets it now, that sits around and goes, man, I wish I would have gone ahead. I wish at this point in my life I was quadruple vaxxed, because it works so good. It's so safe and effective that you have to take it all the time. You have to get on your sixth or eighth or whatever the hell booster we're on right now. Another groundbreaking thing with the vaccine. There's nobody who has refused to take the COVID vaccine who's sitting around today going, if I had started years ago, I could be up to my fifth booster or whatever. But there are people who have taken the COVID vaccine however many times who now wish they hadn't done that. That's a reality. Some of them won't ever admit it because they don't want to admit to being wrong, which is silly. But there's nobody who's refused the COVID vaccine that regrets it. There are people who did that have come to regret it. This week's developments on the issues of public health were also not limited just to Washington, D.C. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and State Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo announced last week a plan to remove the state's vaccination schedule mandates, despite a full repeal needing to be passed by the state legislature. Trump also sought to distance himself from the Sunshine State's vaccine plans. "We have vaccines that work. They're just pure and simple work," Trump also noted in the Oval Office. "They're not controversial at all, and I think those vaccines should be used. Otherwise, some people are going to catch it, and they endanger other people. And when you don't have controversy at all, I think people should take it," he added. It's just walking that tightrope, trying to be on both sides of it. Look, if they're great and they work, then what's the problem? Again, if your kid is vaccinated and they work so great, what's the problem? Well, other people could take it, not take it, and they could get sick, or are you going to get sick? Again, I don't know how they defend. You see this, they try to change the focus and the topic and the conversation because they can't defend that ground. This is why they throw out these attacks, these name calling. You always, we used to talk about this before Sven went away. And, you know, one of the dead giveaways when somebody can't defend their position is they immediately start with the name calling. Anti-vaxxer, you're an anti-vaxxer conspiracy theorist, because they can't defend the ground they're on, that if they work and you choose to get it. It's like nobody's talking about not allowing anyone to have a vaccine if they want it, regardless of which vaccine it is. The person making that blatant lie that they're denying people vaccines, that's just a bald-faced lie. Nobody's denying anybody can. So they, whenever somebody has to immediately jump to name-calling, demonization, and just outright lying, that tells you, you know, that gives you some insight on that person's position. They can't defend it. If these things work so great, then what's the problem? You know, just make them voluntary. And again, they never want to have a discussion about maybe just altering the schedule and spreading it out, because they don't want to do that because the pharmaceutical industries have another quarter coming up and they want to have a good stock price. If you want, and look, like this article, I'm not attacking anybody saying you should, I'm not sitting here saying you shouldn't go get your kids vaccinated. I do say that it should be a parent's choice. And if you vaccinate your kids and you really believe they work, then what's the problem? Why are you concerned if the other kids in his class might get sick? Not your problem. Your kid's vaccinated. They're going to be 7. You're going to demonstrate how great these things work. If you truly believe that, then what's the issue? I want to get moved on to this next story, because these are the main two stories. It is pretty slim pickings today, honestly. And Tucker Carlson. Y'all all know who Tucker Carlson. Apparently, I didn't realize this, but Tucker Carlson has joined a ever-widening group of people, groups, organizations. Tucker Carlson has joined the likes of doctors, paramedics, the UN, you know, various UN aid agencies, human rights groups, and women and children in a being Hamas. Yes, Tucker Carlson is now Hamas. Shocking. I mean, the list of people who are Hamas now. Hamas, their membership numbers are growing just by leaps and bounds, at least according to the media, because you see, so many people are being listed or being added to the list of who is and is not Hamas. And just by that, Hamas doesn't even have to go out and do any recruiting. Their opposition is doing the recruiting for them. They keep adding more people to who is Hamas. Pretty soon, we're all going to be Hamas. Everybody is going to be Hamas. Hamas shall be everywhere. And now Tucker Carlson has joined the vaunted ranks of Hamas. All he needs is the headband thing, you know, the Hamas uniform. Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson has faced a fierce backlash for claiming that Hamas is more like a political organization than a terror group fierce backlash. From who? Who is this? Just who, pray tell, is this backlash from? It might be interesting to know this. And of course, this is a statement of fact, more like a political organization. Dr. Johnson has done some great work on this and shows in his daily nationalist shows past of what Hamas actually does. Everybody acts like all Hamas ever does is what the October attack in Israel and running around in tunnels and fighting the IDF. But that's not what they do. They have actually acted and functioned in the past as a political organization in the Gaza Strip. I mean, they had elections. These guys got elected. Of course, they're more like a political organization. They have a military as well, you know, as so as to speak. But I mean, this is just a statement of fact. But you see, statements of fact make you Hamas and anti-Semitic. The 56-year-old commentator made the comment while speaking with Shahed Qureshi in the latest episode of the Tucker Carlson Show, clipped by Mediate. Speaking about Hamas, Carlson said, "They're Islamic extremists." I don't know if that's true, by the way. Seems more like a political organization. The full context of the conversation is unclear because it seems to have been edited out of the Tucker Carlson's show's version on YouTube. The Daily Mail has reached out to the show for clarification. Social media users. They used to tell us to trust the experts, but then on the same time, these same people who will tell you to trust the experts and don't believe Facebook, don't believe Twitter. You got to trust the experts. But yet when it suits them, you notice they will do entire stories. They jump to, this is what randos on social media say about it. Isn't that strange? They'll say you're an idiot. They'll ridicule you and say you're an idiot. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're a nutcase. If you believe randos on Twitter or various forms of TikTok or whatever, social media here. And then at the same time, they'll write a news story and their source is randos from social media when it suits them. Social media users are quick to pounce on the controversial statement made by Carlson, including his long-running nemesis, Senator Ted Cruz. Do I need to comment on that? Ted Cruz, who is just bought and paid for. That's not even a controversial statement. To say Ted Cruz is bought and paid for by the Israel lobby. Remember, Ted Cruz here just a while back did that interview, and he was trying to justify his slavish support for Israel with, you know, well, the Bible said, like, you look at this asshole, and you think for a minute he is really like a God-fearing Christian man. I mean, look at this guy. I would not buy a used car from this guy. His slavish support for Israel is because he believes the Bible, and the Bible says that we should support the modern nation state of Israel no matter what. No way he's a shill. So Ted Cruz is getting already right off the bat. This gives you an indication. If Ted Cruz is offended by it. What the hell is happening to Tucker? Cruz wrote on Twitter. I refuse to call it X, by the way. As he shared the video, he's turning into Ilhan Omar. Omar has slammed Israel over its attacks on Palestine, and many people on the right consider the left-leaning squad member to be a Hamas sympathizer, though it's unclear what the evidence is for. Well, there is no evidence for it. And of course, this is just theater. All of this is just theater. This little bickering, it's like ridiculing somebody for wearing the other team's jersey at the football game. Some people on social media also compared Tucker to a squad member for his comment about the terror group. Tucker is the latest member of the squad or auditioning for. Yeah, see, this doesn't sound coordinated at all. This sounds totally organic. I wonder who these people are. Auditioning for his new role on NBC, one Twitter user said, while another said, the man is off his rocker. Hamas is recognized as a terror organization by countries including the UK. Yeah, that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean anything. We know how these designations work. The group is responsible for the horrific October 7th attack. We never hear about how Israel was treating the Palestinians before October 7th. You got to love how the media, even if they act nominally sympathetic to what's happening to the Palestinians, simply for the fact that what's happening now is completely indefensible. There's no way you can put a smiley face on it. But they still act like all this started on October 7th. As I said before, our own Dr. Johnson has done numerous shows talking about that situation and how the people in Gaza were being treated leading up to October 7th. They act like October 7th just happened out of the blue. Why, Israel was just trying to get along. They treated the Palestinians so nice, so hunky-dory. And then out of the blue, Hamas decides to get on a paraglider and jump over the border. They never talk about... They'll talk about how they're the victims, but they'll never tell you why. Sounds kind of familiar. Militants kill... I don't need to go through that. Carlson's view on the Israeli-Palestine conflict has split Carlson from his fellow Republican firebrands in the past. In June, the commentator said, he wasn't sure he could support the Republican Party any longer after a Florida congressman called for Gaza to be nuked. Congressman Randy Fine, who was recently elected to replace Mike Waltz in Florida as the preferred candidate for President Trump, made the jaw-dropping comments in a Fox News interview last month. He said, in World War II, we did not negotiate a surrender with the Nazis. We did not negotiate a surrender with the Japanese. We nuked the Japanese twice in order to get unconditional surrender. That needs to be the same in Gaza. There's something deeply wrong in its culture, and it needs to be defeated. How about pointing out maybe this guy has a reason to feel this way? Like, he's not just a politician. You know, this gets back to, oh, if you point out, you know, like dual loyalties here, or, you know, a preferred loyalty for one country over another. Like, maybe this guy has an ethnic axe to grind. I wonder. I'll leave it up to you whether you want to check that early life, but you don't need to, but you can. And what is with this? We need to do this. We need to. We. Who is this we? Palestinians ain't done nothing to me. You know? I mean, really, Mr. Fine, the Palestinians aren't really a problem for me. I don't see where they're a problem for America, but see, it's an Israel thing, and it's a we. It's all about the we here. I don't see a lot of we going on. The extraordinary comments sparked widespread outrage and prompted a response from Hamas itself, the terror cell and de facto government in Gaza. So they admit here, the de facto government. So the Daily Mail here is more or less, probably unwittingly, admitted that what Tucker Carlson said here was correct. If they're the de facto government, then that would make them a de facto political organization. But see, they have to hang that terror cell label on there. Carlson, speaking on his podcast alongside Glenn Greenwald, said he was so taken aback by the comments that he initially thought they couldn't have been made by a real politician. I text a friend of mine in Congress, Carlson said. This is a person who I confirmed is a real person. I didn't believe it at first. I didn't believe he was really a member of Congress. It's evil. How can you say something like that? He's talking about this guy talking about nuking Gaza. Although I don't know what difference it would make. It looks pretty nuked now. But he's talking about this guy claiming that we need to nuke Gaza for Israel or something. I didn't believe he was really a member of Congress. It's evil. How can you say something like that and not get expelled from Congress? How can that person still be in the Republican Party? That, I hope that's a rhetorical question, Tucker. Because, I mean, there's only two possibilities. You're not very smart if you don't know the answer to that. Or you don't want to openly state that answer because it would be anti-Semitic. We know why this guy's not going to get booted. They're the squads. This is why I say this is all theater, you know? Were they attacking this guy? And they might attack him. Let me clarify that. You might have some Team D member, maybe the squad member, because I don't follow these dramas closely because it's just a soap opera. It's just a TV show. But you can bet, even if he was attacked, this politician that says we should nuke Gaza, even if he is attacked by Team D member, I can guarantee you those attacks will be very limited. You know, I can guarantee you there will be no mention of, yeah, I wonder if this guy has some sort of ethnic axe to grind in this fight. This guy is a dog in the fight. You know, if you are watching two people fighting and this guy is standing next to you and he says, you know what, that one guy there, he's a real asshole. You should jump in and kick the shit out of him because he deserves it. Now, if you knew the guy telling you that was the other party in the fight's brother, you wouldn't put a lot of weight on what he's saying because he obviously has an axe to grind. He's not an impartial observer. He's got a dog in this fight, so as to speak. And they're never going to point that out, are they? They aren't going to point out that this guy here, he's not an impartial person. He's not just a Republican politician who said something controversial. This guy literally has something to gain from this. He has an issue. He has an agenda here. But you see, you're not allowed to point that out. Carlson went on to say that Fine's comments had made him question whether he could remain loyal to the Republican Party. Well, I don't know if I can support a party with someone like Randy Fine. That's so disgusting. I can see why they consider him Hamas now. So we're going to nuke Gaza because of its culture. We're going to kill everyone because we don't like their culture, he repeated incredulously. Well, again, who is we? Who is this we we're discussing? There are Christians in Gaza, Muslims in Gaza. To say there is some Gazan culture that's cohesive. Well, we're really getting to this point to where the elephant in the room is so large now. You know, just a few short years, say 10 years ago, there were those out there. There are those of us out there who were pointing these things out. And they were able to point and shriek and call everybody names and anti-Semitism and all of that. But we're at the point now that the elephant in the room is so large and it is shit all over the room that it's redundant at this point to even have to keep pointing it out because it's obvious. It's in your face. You know, I mean, how do you even dress this up and pretend like this is some sort of political party bickering? Now, Tucker Carlson says he's not sure he can continue to support the Republican Party, but who else is he going to support? The Democrats? Like, that's going to be any different? He should go and ask Chuck Schumer what the Democrat position on this is. I wonder if there'll be a huge difference. Remember when Joe Biden was nominally in there, the Joe Biden administration was in there. How was the policy towards the Palestinians any different than what the Republican policy? See, you get back to this uniparty nonsense. This is the reality. This is another big fat elephant in the room that these parties actually are in opposition and are actually proposing really meaningful, different visions of the future, visions for the country. They're all under, all of these lobby groups are under the big pharma. They're under the AIPAC lobby. They've all sworn an allegiance basically to Israel. Virtually all of them are bought and paid for. To wrap this up, Carlson has been one of MAGA's most outspoken and high-profile supporters, particularly loyal to Trump. But Fine is a Jew. Oh, my goodness. The Daily Mail. Daily Mail is stepping into some anti-Semitism here. I don't know, Daily Mail. You're getting into dangerous territory here with your noticing. But Fine is a Jewish Trump-backed pick who won 83% of the Republican primary vote after the president's endorsement. Let's see. Let's finish this out. Randy Fine has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Randy, run, Trump said. Trump said at the time. You really have to wonder, how much, how much longer they're going to be able to continue this charade. I mean, the attempted guilting over the Holocaust is running out of steam. As the boomers die out, I mean, that's the last generation that gives a shit. As they die out, that thing's going to get wrung dry. That's going to be the last of that. And the subtlety is gone. The attempts to try to kind of stay a little more subtle, a little more behind the scenes, that seems to be gone. Like I say, the elephant in the room is so huge now that I don't know what's more ridiculous, constantly pointing it out, or the ones that continue to act like it's not there as it's sitting on you, mashing you down on the couch. It's just something's got to give, something's got to give. You can't just forever tell people they're not allowed to notice what's obvious here, that no matter who you vote for. They're talking about, Hamas has been designated as a terrorist organization. Well, the UK just designated these people who've been protesting the whole Palestinian thing. Now they're terrorists too. They throw this stuff around, and after a while, it just loses its meaning. Everybody's a terrorist. Everybody's Hamas. Everybody's an anti-Semite or racist or whatever name-calling they want to do. And after a while, I mean, it loses its effectiveness. You can only do this so long. And, they can't keep the imagery. They can bomb and kill as many reporters as they like, but imagery is still going to come out. Is still going to get out to the rest of the world. And it's so over the top now that there's really no way to spin it. But yet you're going to have these ridiculous political parties, or whether in the US or Europe or the UK, they're going to continue to try. They're going to continue to try to act like, well, this is complicated and we have to support our greatest ally or whatever the hell else. But anyway, congratulations to Tucker Carlson for being the latest person to join Hamas, to be outed as a Hamas agent, for daring to make the statement that Hamas is more like a political organization, which they are. But anyway, congratulations. He ought to get some kind of trophy. I don't know. Hopefully he doesn't get a special gold-plated pager from Israel or something such as that. We're going to wrap up on that note. I will be back tomorrow with the Parish of the Patriots program. Dr. Johnson will be here Wednesday with his Orthodox Nationalist show, and he will wrap up, Dr. Johnson will wrap up our week on Thursdays because we have four-day weeks here, Radio Albion. Dr. Johnson will be back on Thursday to round it out. Still looking forward to Sven Longshanks being one of these days free. When that happens, things will hopefully get a little more updated and better here on the site. I know it's kind of stale, but we're just keeping the lights on, looking forward to the day that perhaps Finn can get back if he so chooses to do so, and at least do something more with the site than what we're doing. We're just trying to keep the lights on for him. We don't want you to forget him. I haven't mentioned he's still doing fine. He's chugging along and doing what he's got to do to get through what he's been going through. It's winding down. It's winding down. Looking forward to it winding down. And again, I hope you'll have a great week. I appreciate you joining me today. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion. Talk Radio for the nationalist community.